请先听完第九段广播剧后，回答第九组问题。
You said you'd warn me. What happened?
But I did, Jeff. I rang the buzzer twice while they were getting out of the car. When I saw you getting away, I thought you'd heard. You must have heard it.
You rang twice? And the bell must be out of order, just like John Blake. Or I didn't hear it. I almost didn't hear them knocking. I'm sorry, Rosalie. I don't know.
It doesn't matter, Jeff. I was so frightened.
Oh, you mustn't be. I promise I won't do anything to involve you or hurt you.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of myself. You can't go on like this, Jeff. You've got to go in. Give yourself a chance to get well.
I know. You know, upstairs there for a minute, I thought of running away, of going to some little town and changing my name, but... Ah, that's no good either. That wouldn't get rid of John Blake.
Then?
I've got an idea. Just one more try. Another hour won't make any difference to the police.
All right, Jeff. Where are we going?
Not we, Rosalie. I'm not going to involve you in this anymore. I was John Blake. I did the things John Blake did, and I have to see it through to the finish.
At least tell me where you're going.
It'll be better if you don't know.
Oh, please, Jeff.
No, this is the way it has to be. Then if it turns out worse than we think, you can just remember that for a few hours you were friendly to someone who needed it. If I come through this, if I get well, then...
Yes, Jeff?
Well, as you said, Rosalie, we'll see. I put her in a cab and gave the driver the address in the village. Then I went to the place where I was afraid to go. Yet it was the one place I had to go.